Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. We're all about building that mental muscle, those inner reserves of strength and resilience, so you can crush it in life, no matter what curveballs get thrown your way. Today's workout, staying focused under pressure. Ever feel like your mind goes on vacation the second things start to heat up? Like suddenly, finding that parking spot becomes the most important decision ever made? Yeah, me too. But don't worry, because we're going to break down some powerful Stoic techniques to help you stay sharp when the pressure's on. Let's get real. In this crazy world, pressure is inevitable. Deadlines, big meetings, family drama, that friend who insists on last-minute life advice, it all adds up. But here is the thing. We can choose how we react to it. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, though sometimes it feels that way in rush hour traffic. It's about having a clear head, taking control of your thoughts and actions, and responding with calm and purpose. Think of it like this. Pressure is just the fuel for your forest fire. It's up to you to stoke those flames or let them fizzle out. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to keep your mind laser focused even when things get intense. First off, control your inner dialogue. Your thoughts are powerful, but they can also be like that runaway train that just keeps chugging along, picking up negativity and self-doubt as it goes. When pressure mounts, pay attention to those negative whispers in your head, "I can't handle this, what if I fail," and actively challenge them. Replace them with positive affirmations. "I've got this, I'm capable, I can learn from this." It's like rewiring your brain for success. Second, practice mindfulness. This isn't about meditating in a mountaintop cave, though that sounds pretty cool. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, your senses, and the task at hand. When you feel pressure building, take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, and ground yourself in the here and now. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Third, break it down. The tasks can be overwhelming, especially under pressure. Instead of letting that giant project loom over you like a menacing dragon, break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate each milestone along the way. It's like climbing a mountain one step at a time. Fourth, prioritize and delegate. You can't do everything yourself, and trying to will only add to the pressure. Identify the most important tasks and focus your energy on those first. Don't be afraid to delegate others when possible. It's not about being a bossy pants, it's about being smart and efficient with your time and energy. Finally, remember your values. When you feel stressed or overwhelmed, reconnect with what truly matters to you. This could be family, friends, creativity, helping others, whatever brings you joy and meaning. Having these guiding principles in mind helps keep you centered and focused even when things get crazy. Okay, let's bring this all home with a real-life example. Imagine you're giving a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and suddenly the room feels smaller than your tiny apartment bathroom. What do you do? You could panic, freeze up, or try to wing it, which usually ends in disaster. But remember what we talked about. Control that inner dialogue. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations like, "I've prepared well, I'm confident in my message." Practice mindfulness. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your breathing, and center yourself. Break down the presentation into smaller chunks: introduction, key points, conclusion. Focus on delivering each section effectively. Prioritize and delegate if possible. If there are any last-minute tech issues, delegate them to someone else while you keep your cool and stay focused on the content. Remember your values. Remind yourself why you're giving this presentation: to share valuable information, inspire your colleagues, or contribute to the team's success. See? You've got this. So, there you have it, folks, 5 powerful Stoic techniques to stay focused under pressure. It's not about being a superhuman, it's about developing mental skills that anyone can learn and practice. Remember, pressure is just an opportunity to rise above, show your resilience, and truly shine. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that help you stay focused when the pressure's on? Share your thoughts in the comments below or shoot me a message on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Mind Gym so you don't miss out on any future workouts. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those spirits strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.